find that a lot of the questions later on especially relate more to farms really than to houses in the city.
I don't know.
Okay. Before they had indoor plumbing, what would they call the little place out there?
Outhouse.
Back? Pardon?
Outhouse.
Any joking names for that?
No. That's bad enough.
Okay, you've never had any acquaintance with them?
Oh yes,
you
I have.
At camp?
Yeah, camping and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a house, if you know the term, that has just three rooms, or maybe more than that, but they're straight in a line? So if you open the back door and the front door, you can see straight through the house?
Oh, I didn't even know it.
Ever hear of a shotgun house?
No, I sure haven't.
Okay, well, that's what that is. Did you ever hear of a house that had just two rooms, or maybe four rooms, and then a hall in the middle, and then the hall would be open and just covered over? Ever hear of a dog trot house?
No.
Well, that's what that is. Did you ever see a house that had a long entry hall and then one room at a 90-degree angle to the hall? There are various names for that.
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any names for particular types of small houses that you might see around Orlando?
No.
Okay. Then what kinds of buildings?
No, I think of a duplex, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right. What kinds of buildings might have several families living in the same building?
Complex.
Okay. Do you know the word tenement?
Yes.
What's that?
That's a person that's renting.
I think you're thinking of tenant.
So
you don't know the word tenement. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for types of apartment houses where they're, well, they're not apartments, I guess. They're different houses, but they have a wall in common?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I would just call it an apartment house.
You ever hear the term row house?
No.
Okay. What are the kinds of apartments where the people who live there actually buy them?
Condominiums.
Okay. Ever call that a condo?
Yep.
How do you say that?
Condo.
Mm-hmm. All right. What, do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building? There might be a building with maybe three floors, and each floor is a separate apartment.
Townhouse? That's upstairs. That's not the same thing.
Do you know the term flat?
No, I've heard of it, but the only reason I've heard of it is in books and stuff like that.
All right. What do you call the man who does the minor repairs in an apartment?
He would be the manager, usually.
Okay. Is he also the man who lives there and shows the apartments?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you mind going on a little longer?
No.
As long as you're here and you have the time, we may as well at least try to get through this urban part.
Yeah.
What kind of thing do you use to cut your grass with?
Lawnmower.
What if it's the kind that does not have any sort of power?
I have no idea.
All right. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call it anything.
I don't know what we call it.
I suppose it has electric or gas power. It's a
lawnmower.
I suppose it's the kind you can ride.
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a thing that is used to, I guess, plow up the garden?
A tractor?
Well, maybe on a smaller scale than a tractor.
A hoe?
I think it's powered. I don't really know what it is, so I can't describe it very well. Do you know the word tiller?
I've heard of it, but we don't use it.
Okay. How about a little hand tool for gardening?
Hoe.